What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning in to Dig Straight Down, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast all about Minecraft updates. Whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, or these are updates that we're just kind of making up on our own just for fun, things that we would like to see come to the game. If either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying the podcast that you are listening to, please feel free to subscribe to it wherever you find yourself listening to podcasts on. If you find yourself really enjoying it, be sure to drop a good review, maybe, and maybe even share it with a friend who also likes things like this. Maybe you got a friend, you play Minecraft together, or you talk about Minecraft together, and they like to talk about Minecraft updates, Minecraft news, or maybe their own ideas for the game. Y'all like to nerd out about that kind of thing. That would be the perfect friend to share this podcast with. All right, guys, this is a Tuesday episode. Tuesday means Q&A only. So we're going to go into it right now with this Q&A segment. The Q&A is when I like to turn the spotlight on you guys, show off your ideas and creativity and your opinions on all things Minecraft, really give you guys a platform to express yourselves and to show off your intelligence when it comes to all things Minecraft. So here we go. A few episodes ago, I posed this to you. Of course, we want to see concrete stairs and slabs, etc., but what other blocks seem to be missing from Minecraft? Concrete stairs and slabs have long been something that builders in the Minecraft community have been just dying for, and I am right there with them. It makes no sense whatsoever that something like copper, right, is getting all of these amazing new block variants, but then something as versatile as concrete is not. Now, I understand that there's a lot of different kinds of concrete in the game. I think there's like 16 colors of it, and that would be, I can't even do the math right now. That would be a lot of blocks to add to the game, but it seems like it would be a light load on the developers because they're all the same colors, right? They barely have any texture to them to fiddle around with. It just seems like it would be quite an easy thing to do, and then builders everywhere in the game would just fall on their knees in thankfulness because these blocks really seem to be missing from the game. Not saying that copper should not have gotten these variants. I'm on board with. I think the copper set is amazing and definitely a gift to builders in the community. But concrete is much more versatile. It lends itself to that more contemporary style, maybe even futuristic style of building. And they are definitely, in my opinion, and in pretty much everyone else's opinion, definitely missing from the game. I wanted to see what you guys had to say about missing blocks in the game. What do you think needs to be added as far as blocks? Jasper came up with an idea here, baskets to store food. Baskets, I would be on board with that. I think we don't have anything really that resembles a basket in Minecraft. We do have the clay pots. We do have things like the copper, not spleeves. I forget what they're called now, but they're kind of like copper grates. That could pass as a basket, maybe even note blocks and juke boxes. There are some things in there that you could probably use decoratively as baskets, but definitely nothing functionally that could be used as a basket. So I'm on board with this. I think baskets would be a cool thing to add to Minecraft, just even as a decorative block. Kraken, trying to be funny, says a block of tridents. And look, guys, I'm all for updating the trident and making it more relevant to the game. I don't think making a block out of tridents is the way to go. But I like your imagination there, Kraken. Very on theme, too, with your name. Mark says futuristic blocks are missing from Minecraft, like some levitating blocks or something like that, if you know what I mean. And I do know what you mean. Minecraft is a very fantasy forward game, or at least very organic forward game. Every block in the game feels like it's something you would find naturally just in nature, or maybe even something that would be more common 100 years ago. It's nothing very contemporary or futuristic there, with a few exceptions. So I would like to see more, futuristic or even just contemporary blocks added to the game that lend themselves to that more space age looking aesthetic. I think that would be good. Quinn says, more amethyst blocks. There are not enough. Amethyst blocks would be amazing. I would like to see different variations on amethyst, maybe polished amethyst or amethyst bricks. Yeah, that I like that idea a lot. 123 says, more end blocks. And guys, I mean, obviously, when we get the end update, that's going to be something that we're going to have, is more blocks to populate the end. It's got to happen. Right now, the block palette for the end is very sparse. I think that it could do with a lot of expansion. Absolutely. I Like Dogs says, different bed sheets, such as maybe if you have a green bed and craft it with a creeper head, the sheet would look like a creeper face. So less of a new block and more of a different take on an existing block. So ways to customize beds. I think everybody would like this. And it is a little surprising that we don't really have this beyond getting the different colors of beds. I think adding a banner to a bed would be a quick way to do this, even if it's just a banner pattern. Absolutely. Pizza Ball says, more blocks with blue gradients, please. And this is something that I think that a lot of builders would like. There are gaps in the block palette of Minecraft where it leans heavily towards certain colors and certain shades more than others. And I think blue is one of those that does suffer a little bit in comparison to other colors. I think that would be good. Quacky says, sideways stairs to help you get more circular rooms. Now, that would be really interesting. Maybe if they added a stair block that was more directional than other stair blocks, I think that could solve that problem very well. Tough and calcite variants, says Clone 5555. I would like to see, obviously Tuff is going to get its whole block set in the upcoming update 1.21, the Tricky Trials update. But Calcite really should as well. The Albatross says, everyone seems to want vertical slabs. And I'm one of those people. Vertical slabs seems like one of those things that would fit very well into the game. We almost have vertical slabs in the form of the wall block, but not to the point where I think everyone is satisfied with that. I do think that if we at least had one variation of a vertical slab, I feel like that would appease a lot of builders out there. Silas says, glass and ice stairs and slabs would be really great. Vertical slabs would be really great as well. Now, that's a cool idea. Glass and ice stairs. Maybe not so much for the ice, but definitely for the glass. I could see that being something. Or at least slabs. I mean, I could see maybe, because we don't really see staircases made out of glass in real life, but we do see slabs. And there are actual, you know, staircases of glass, but if you look at how they're constructed, usually it's just like a slab or a panel of glass, and then you go up the succession of them. There's not that, like, L shape. You know what I mean? Of that stair block made out of glass. I think it'd be more understandable if it was just a slab, but either way, I like this idea. Torben says, vertical slabs and glass slabs, stairs and such, maybe also more natural blocks like moss. More natural blocks. I could see that happening if they add new biomes one day, maybe if they update existing biomes. Definitely getting more natural blocks out of the end is something that we're going to see. Energy Turtle says, chest wood types, it would add so much variety to the game. Yeah, absolutely. So if there were different colors of chess, depending on the block that you would use to create them, I think that this would take away the ability to mix different variations of planks together to craft a chest. You would have to have the same planks for one recipe for the chest. But I think that that would be fine. I think everybody would like to have dark oak chests or spruce chests. I feel like that would be something that a lot of builders would really love to have. James J says polished granite walls, polished andesite walls, and polished diorite walls. Yes, absolutely. We get the polished variations of everything else. Why not these blocks? Anselm says complex building blocks, like for instance a brick block that has actual depth and texture to it. Now, we might be getting that in the form of tough bricks, but that, again, is a gray sort of colored block, and maybe you're looking for something more along the lines of the burnt orange or dark red of a brick. In that case, yes, I'm agreeing with you, absolutely. Maybe we're looking at an update to the brick block texture. Micaiah just says chairs, and I got to agree with you. Furniture seems to be something that is really missing from Minecraft for really no good reason. We have beds. Why don't we just go ahead and get chairs as well? It just makes no sense that we would be stuck with building chairs out of minecarts and doors. That just doesn't seem very nice to me. And Seanzilla finally says, I would say that netherite stairs are missing from the main game. If you want to see them, though, you can go to the 20W14 Infinite update called the Swaggiest Stairs Ever. It would be really fun. So, correct me if I'm wrong, that is an April Fool's update that was released a while ago, and there were netherite stairs in there. I feel like netherite stairs, I don't know if those are missing from the game or if they're just impractical, but hey, why not? We get the netherite block. Why not be able to craft netherite stairs, at least for people in creative mode? I think that that would be totally fine. Well, guys, thank you so much for these ideas and opinions. If you like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can go to the Discord that is linked in the description of this episode and do it there as well. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment. And yeah, it's a great place to chat with other listeners of the podcast, about Minecraft updates, and maybe even the One Block Challenge. The One Block Challenge is a weekly challenge that I do here on the podcast, where I give you guys a theme and challenge you to come up with a block about that theme. This week's challenge is to update an existing block. So I'm not really looking for new blocks in the game. I'm looking for an update to an existing block. Now, tomorrow is the final day you can send me your idea. So go ahead and get on that if you can. All of the instructions are in the description of this episode. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions, comments, and ideas about Minecraft to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.